Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Please welcome Idris Elba.
We could just do that for the whole interview. That's, every time you come to the show, I have to schedule extra time. We're like, who's the guest? They're like, Idris Elba. I'm like, well, we need 3 minutes for people screaming and cheering. And this just follows you. How's your hearing? Is your hearing good? Are you?
Sorry, what was that?
Welcome back to the show.
Oh, man, it's good to be back, man.
How do you look better every time I see you?
Really? Oh, man.
What are you doing?
Oh, no.
What are you doing? What do you eat? How do you live? I mean,
I just eat a lot of, West African fufu, the African.
Okay.
My hands and stuff.
I see. Welcome back to the show. Congratulations on a brand new movie.
Thank you,
Beast.
Man.
I'm super excited for this movie because, one, it's you, fighting, doing your thing, saving your family. But also, you're in South Africa, which was really fun for me to see.
You know.
Worst safari ever, I'll say that.
It's my second home.
Yeah, it is.
I got an honorary, South African. I feel like an honorary South African.
I love that.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. There.
And let's talk about the movie. It's terrifying. I just want to put, as a disclaimer, I want people to know, lions are not going to attack your car like that in South Africa.
That's true, no. It's not like that, really. In this film, it's actually an attempt to understand how rogue lions actually move around. It's very rare that a lion will attack a human being. But in this film, we talk about that, poaching is a horrible thing that happens in Africa. And animals get displaced and, you get, scared animals like a lion. Like in this movie, the lion is scared and ends up chasing a family, me.
You play a widower in this movie, right? And you go from America back to South Africa. Your wife has passed away. You take your children to South Africa to see the motherland. And then you end up in this experience, which is terrifying. I haven't seen many movies where you're terrified. I realized that when I was watching this. I haven't seen you scared much at all.
Well, bro, can I tell you something? I went to see the premiere yesterday in New York and it was fun, but I was watching the movie and I was like, I do ugly scared. Like.
That's not true.
No, 100%.
You think so?
Oh man, there's no sexy in this movie. There's a lot of. I was like, dude, I wish I did that different.
No. I liked it. It was nice to see a different side of Idris.
Thanks.
No, it really was. Because it's an action movie. What's cool about it is you're using like a CGI lion, but it doesn't feel like that in the movie.
Right.
Because you are terrified. I want to know how you keep it together in those moments, because what do they even have? Do they have something? Is there someone? Is there, or they're just telling you, Idris, lion, do it.
I mean, I want to tell you the truth, but if I tell you, it's really, it's not as cool, you know. So there's a guy in a grey suit.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like tights, and you know. Like, and then he has this really big head that looks like a big oversized teddy. And I have to fight that. But he's strong, he's a big guy, but you know, like, it just doesn't look cool.
Can I tell you, that is more terrifying to me.
Yes.
If I woke up,
yes,
and there was a lion in my bedroom, I'd be like, ah, there's a lion. If I woke up and there was a man with the head of a teddy bear who was standing over me.
Yeah, all gray. I mean, he looked like a cross between a rat and an elephant.
You
like
see, you see. This is like every prayer my mother knows I would be saying at that moment. That's what I would be doing. You're not just making movies, though. What I love about you is you living life. You know, you just seem like you're having a great time. You're out there DJing. Are you still in...
In Ibiza, yeah.
You're in Ibiza DJing.
Yeah.
How do you do this? Because you're making movies. When are you DJing?
I mean, you know, I try and spread out the DJing, you know, so I DJ on Friday nights. And I work Monday to Thursday.
No ways. Yeah. So you leave the movie set and then you go DJ and then you spend the weekend at home and then you come back and then...
Cut! Thank you. I'm straight in.
You know what I love is the idea that some people might only know you as a DJ now. Because there are people who go to Ibiza who don't watch movies. All they do is club. That's all they do. And there are some people who are probably just like, oh, that's my favorite DJ.
Yep.
And one day they're going to see a movie and be like, that's that DJ. It's the same way. So this is really ridiculous. I was telling my younger brother who's going to be on the show. I was like, oh, Idris Elba is going to be on, and then he's with his friend, and so his friend goes, who's that? And I said, Idris Elba. He goes, who's that? And he's a kid, you know, like 15 or whatever. And then I go, I pull up your picture, and then he's like, oh, that's the guy from the guy who's eating the hot wings.
From the meme.
You're a meme.
That's the guy from the meme.
That's the guy from the meme. That's what he said. He said, that is the guy from the meme.
But mind you, you know, I heard a stat that meme was like, you know, top 10 memes in the
easily
world.
So.
Easily. It's embarrassing, though.
Why is it embarrassing?
I eat pepper every day.
Yeah, but it's not peppers on hot ones. It's like, it's extreme.
Yeah.
It's extreme.
It's true.
It's a good meme, though.
Is it?
It is. You're choking, you're crying.
I wasn't choking. First of all, you know, just to clear this up, it wasn't the hot wings that got me. It was like, you know when the spit goes around the wrong throat?
Oh, okay. Okay.
You don't believe me?
No, I believe you, but I'm just saying.
I'm trying to clear this up, man.
Let's talk about skincare as well. You know, everyone's favorite couple, one of the top 10 couples as well,
yourself, man.
And your wife.
Thank
you know,
you.
We love your journey. We love seeing you together. It's such a beautiful thing. You've started a skincare brand together, which is, I mean, why did it take you so long, though?
Well, no, to be fair, man, we started, you know, during the pandemic, you know,
and
we literally, when we found ourselves locked in a house together forever and was running out of products, I was like, well, I'm just going to use yours. And I didn't know what was in it. And, you know, before we knew it, we were having a discussion about what is in skincare, why isn't it just for humans and it's so gentrified. So,
right. They'll be like, men's face wash,
yes.
Women's,
yeah. Men's face wash is invigorating.
Yes.
And stimulating. And so we got into the conversation, but it also just, you know, we both work with EFAD, which is the UN department for, like, you know, agriculture.
Yes.
And we see that there's a trend where smallholder farmers who have these ingredients, you know, can actually help, you know, the big marketplaces,
right,
especially with ingredients into natural skincare. So we found a way to sort of, thank you, but we found a way to sort of try to connect the dots.
See, man, I love that.
So in our skincare, we have, you know, baobab, which is a tree from Africa. We have black seed oil, uh-huh, and they all come from smallholder farmers.
You see, it's like sexy on the outside, sexy on the inside.
Oh, man. Thank you, bro.
It's too much. You turning 50 in September, you look like you could be my brother at the exact same age, and I just didn't get the same, like, weight treatment that you got. You turning 50, look at you, Idris. Does 50 know you're turning 50? Like, you look like you're turning the age, and the age doesn't know that. Like, 50's like, oh shit, I didn't know. What, like, who are you?
I don't know, man. I feel 50. I wake up in the morning, I'm like aching and shit. I feel 50.
You say this to make me feel better. You don't feel that at all.
You're right. You're right.
You don't feel. And you know what I love about you most is that you've lived like such a full life. You know, some people have only been movie stars. Some people have only done DJing or whatever. But it's like what I love about your journey is how much you've done. Like a lot of people don't know that you used to work the door at venues. Like you literally.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Like a lot of people don't know that. Is Idris Elba would be the person who's like stopping you from coming in or like kicking you out or whatever. And can I just say, for the record, if you were out, I would just be like, I'll stand outside. I'd just be like, this dude is outside, I'll stand outside. Were you effective? Did you ever fight anybody?
I was good, but I didn't have to fight. It was always, you know, in the voice and, you know, like, excuse me, man, you can't bring that, hey. You can't bring that gun in here, man. And they were like, oh, okay. It's a comedy club, we don't like that.
It's like all the you can't bring. You see, even that, you can't bring that gun. Have you ever heard that sentence, sexy, before? I almost want. Is there anything you can't do? I want to see. Like, you know, what we're gonna do. I'm gonna test your sexiness out. What? I want to see what the limits of your sexiness are.
Really?
There
are limits.
There are no limits.
Trevor, honestly.
No, there are no limits. We're gonna test it out. I'm gonna find the place that you're not sexy in. All right. Recipes, never sexy. So I'll read a recipe out. Simple sautéed vegetables. Heat olive oil in a large pot. Chop vegetables until fine. Gently place vegetables in a pot and reduce heat to low simmer. Cook until fully tender. Serve warm.
That was sexy, no?
No, that's because it's a recipe. You read it. I want to see. This is where we take you down.
Okay. Heat olive oil in a large in a large pot. Chop. Vegetables until fine. Gently place vegetables in pot and reduce heat to a low simmer. And then, and then cook until fully tender.
This is just and serve. All right, I got you now. I got you. We'll use it. Hand sanitizer. Worst. It's the least sexy thing you can do. Every day when I use it, I go, this is not sexy.
There's nothing sexy about it.
I use it.
Yeah.
And you have to wait. It's not, you see? Doesn't matter who you are. Cut the thing, then you have to, You see?
No, I'm the same.
You're the same?
I'm 100.
All right, do it straight into that camera there. Do it. Let's see.
No,
let's
I'm
see.
The same. It's just hand sanitizer. Just put a little bit on, you know, just. He didn't put the music on for Trevor. Do his again with the music.
They've never played music for me. Never. I've worked in this building 7 years. They've never played music.
That music was like 70s porn, though, right? Was it? Is that just me?
I think that music was like from a documentary, and then you made it porn. The music was like, I'm from a documentary, but for Idris Elba, I will turn into porn. Right? I don't even know why I'm doing this. Blowing your nose. No one's sexy when they blow their nose. I'll blow my nose. All right. All right. I don't even know. This is a waste of time, but just whatever. Let's see.
Are you sure, man?
Yeah, yeah. We may as well.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Oh! There's something where he's not sexy! Yes! Yes! There's something where he's not sexy! Yes, we did it! Idris Elba was not always sexy!
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework.
You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.